He recently joined Regional One Health Cancer Care, so we're getting to know Dr. Ian Solsky, a surgical oncologist. This is One-on-One with Regional One Health, your inside look at how we're building healthier tomorrows for our patients and our community. Join us as we get to know some of the individuals who help provide life-saving, life-changing care for our community. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi there, Dr. Solsky. Welcome.
Hi, Joey.
Great to have you aboard. Appreciate the time. First, what would you say drew you initially to a career in medicine and specifically as a surgical oncologist?
I think I was initially inspired to go into medicine from my father, who was a physician, and I think that started my pathway. Once I got into medical school, I was fortunate to have some truly excellent mentors who happened to be surgical oncologists, and I found that the work that they were doing was extremely important, and they really had a profound impact on patients and their families' lives. And I was just impressed with their skills, their knowledge, and the way that they were able to take care of patients. And so because of that, I fell in love with surgery and surgical oncology, and here I am.
So it sounds like you knew early on that this was your calling, yes?
I think so. I did have some, unfortunately, like many in this field, had some personal experience with family members who've had cancer. And so I think seeing that side of things from the patient's perspective has shaped my own viewpoint also as a provider. And then I try to truly not only take care of the disease itself, but take care of the complete patient, which also includes their family members, and trying to maximize quality of life.
Absolutely. And I'll ask you more about that in just a moment or two. You mentioned mentors, doctor, and so often young doctors can really be shaped in a big way by those initial mentors, can't they?
Absolutely.
So how about the fact that your dad was a doctor? That means that obviously, this is a family affair, if you will, and it seems as though oftentimes those with physicians or other healthcare workers in the family, that has a big influence on someone young, especially if they're already thinking in that direction. Yes?
I think so.
So what type of cancer diagnoses do you treat?
So I take care of a wide variety of cancer patients, though I do have expertise in the treatment of certain types of cancers. I take care of patients with peritoneal surface malignancies, which are cancers that have spread to the lining of the abdominal wall. I also often treat patients with sarcoma and cutaneous malignancies like melanoma, as well as a variety of GI cancers such as gastric cancer and colon cancer.
And so any of those in particular that you find most challenging to deal with?
Well, I think every patient is challenging and for different reasons. Some of the cases may be smaller, say a melanoma excision, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the issues are less challenging. And I think I strive, no matter what the problem is, to try to take the best care of every single patient in front of me.
And speaking of which, in terms of treatment, what are some of the common treatment options you offer these days?
I wanted to talk about one of the treatments that we sometimes offer to our patients with peritoneal surface malignancies. And this treatment is called HIPEC, which stands for hyperthermic intraperitoneal chemotherapy. And we describe this as a hot chemo wash that we perform after surgery to remove or debulk all tumors within a patient's abdomen. And this will sometimes be offered to patients with appendix cancers, colon cancer, gastric cancer, mesothelioma, as well as ovarian cancer. I'd say that this is an exciting potential treatment for some patients because this is an option for patients who have stage 4 cancers. And historically, there have been limited options for these patients, but now we are taking a more aggressive approach in carefully selected patients, and it has shown to have a benefit for some of the patients.
And when it has that benefit, what's that like for you and yours to know that you played a role in that?
It's extremely rewarding to see our patients do well. And it's really a team effort to take care of these patients, which includes everyone on the medical side of things, but also the patients and their family members. And I think when we're undertaking some of these complex procedures, it's really important for me to have an in-depth consultation with the patients and their family members so that we can very clearly set goals and expectations so that everybody is on the same page. And I find that when we have the care team and the support team, including the family, all on the same page, the outcomes are better and both the providers and the patients and their families are happier with their care.
I want to ask you a little bit more about that, doctor. First, on the patient side, because cancer, I mean, the word alone, as you well know, can be so scary for people. What's your general approach to walking patients through the process of having their condition dealt with, especially in those early stages when it might be new and particularly scary to them?
Well, I think one of the most important things is to emphasize to patients and their family members that the care team, myself especially, will be there for them throughout the treatment process. I think it can sometimes feel a bit scary as well as isolating to get a diagnosis of cancer. And I think to let them know that they are supported is really key. So in initial consultations, it's important for me to not only explain what the patient is going through, but it's important for me to understand who the patient is, what their support system is, and what their individual goals are. And that lets help us craft a treatment plan that is correct for that individual patient. Everybody deals with a cancer diagnosis in a different way. And I think it's important that the entire cancer team, although my specialty is in the surgical care of these patients, it's important to emphasize that the entire patient is taken care of, both their physical health, their mental health, their social health, their spiritual health, if they're a spiritual person. All of these things are really key. And so we try to create a team for the patient that can completely take care of all of their needs.
That's awesome. And you've mentioned families a few times already. What's the key in making loved ones or those close to the patient, often a caretaker, aware of what they need to know going forward once this cancer diagnosis comes to the fore?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful when patients have involved family members who are interested and engaged and willing to help out. I also think it's important for caregivers to know that they also need to take care of themselves and that the providers and the healthcare team is also interested in looking to take care of them. So sometimes caregivers will also need supportive services, and we look to provide those when they're needed. I think there can also sometimes be a degree of stress and obligation that the caregivers feel to kind of do everything they possibly can. And sometimes we actually see some conflict when what a caregiver may want actually differs from what the patient wants. So I think it's wonderful to have families as support, but I also think it's important that families know that ultimately the final say in treatment comes down to the patient. And I think that I try to establish that with patients and their families and get families involved to the extent that that individual patient wants and desires.
Well, you've mentioned, doctor, that you deal with a number of different cancers. You've mentioned that you and yours provide care and support in just about every way imaginable for patients going through cancer. So what would you say is the most challenging part of your job, if there is one?
Well, there's so many different challenging parts of the job. Personally, I think the hardest part of the job for me is when I don't have a great option to offer to a patient. And sometimes surgery is not the right option for patients. And sometimes there are better options, whether that's chemotherapy, radiation therapy, or sometimes just supportive care, pain medication and other services and things that can help. And so I think it's key for providers, and certainly what I do is to be upfront and honest with all patients to let them know what the situation is at hand and to let them know if, in my opinion and expertise and judgment, I do think I can truly help them with the surgical procedures I have. If I can't, I'll let patients know that. And it can be difficult when there aren't great options or if we've already exhausted different lines of chemotherapy. But again, going back to the point of taking care of the complete patient, I always feel that there is something that we can do to improve the patient experience and that patient's quality of life. And sometimes it's not offering aggressive treatments, which can sometimes be toxic. And even if that's the case, then I still think it's important to support patients and their families however we can. And I'll certainly make an effort to connect patients and their families with the right services in order to help them however I possibly can.
I'm sure those joining us are comforted hearing all of that. Couple of other things. You mentioned the chemo wash as an example earlier. Any other new developments in cancer treatment that most excites you about the future?
Well, one of the things that really excited me about becoming a surgical oncologist in general was the multidisciplinary nature of the field. What I mean by that is that we surgeons are very often collaborating with medical oncologists, radiation oncologists, and others to really, as a team, figure out what the right treatment plan is for that individual patient. And so I think there are a lot of developments, not just in surgery, but in the different types of treatments, what we call systemic therapy, which will include chemotherapy and immunotherapy, as well as radiation therapy. And what we're learning and what we're trying is that sometimes the different sequence of treatments can truly have an impact for these patients. So some patients may benefit from getting chemotherapy before surgery. Some patients may benefit from getting these treatments after surgery. And sometimes some of these treatments, such as immunotherapy, are alone and patients don't even need surgery. So I think the combination of everything that's happening in the cancer field is very exciting. And I think there will be a lot of opportunities for new treatments and treatment strategies for all of our patients, and I'm excited to continue to be part of the cancer community that's taking care of patients in this collaborative fashion.
Switching gears a little bit before we let you go, how about outside of work? What are some of the things you like doing during your free time?
Well, I'm busy with my family. I have two kids, a four-year-old and a two-year-old, so I'm spending a lot of time at the Children's Museum and the Memphis Zoo. Though when I do have some more free time, going out to dinner with my wife is always enjoyable. And I happen to just start taking some golf lessons. So I'm certainly a rookie, but it's enjoyable and I'm looking to get better at that.
Well, a wife, a two-year-old, a four-year-old, and a new golf game will certainly keep you busy away from work. In summary, what would you say, doctor, is most satisfying on a day-to-day basis about the work that you do? What's a good day for you when you go home to that family, a good day for you at work?
I think whether I'm in the clinic or in the operating room, just working with patients every day is extremely rewarding, and getting people set up to get better and to get well is fantastic. I also am very excited to be part of Regional One, and I really enjoy the collaborative relationship I have with my colleagues here, not just the surgeons, but everybody else who's part of the care team. I'm excited to have this opportunity to take care of patients as part of the Regional One team, and I'm excited for all the great things we're going to be able to do and offer.
Well, folks, we trust you're now more familiar with Dr. Ian Solsky. Doctor, great getting to know you a bit. Thanks so much. Keep up all your great work, and I hope we can do it again down the road.
Thank you very much.
And for more information, please visit regionalonehealth.org/cancer-care or call 901-515-HOPE. That's 901-515-4673. I'm Joey Waller. And thanks again for making One-on-One with Regional One Health part of your journey to better health. Join us next time as we introduce you to another member of the Regional One Health family.